Pull up.
Here we go.
Let's go. Okay, turn alone. Slowly. Don't worry, there's an ambulance outside. Okay, just slowly. Especially with the seniors.
Here we go.
One more time. Turn slowly. Okay, that's good.
Reverse.
Reverse. Don't do it just in one direction. Reverse, reverse. You're getting dizzy. One more time. Turn. Okay. Reverse. Reverse. One more reverse. Last time. Okay, last turn, last turn. Reverse.
Reverse.
Reverse. And one more. Congratulations. Give yourself a big round of applause. We survived the chicken dance. Do I look funny? Please be seated. I'm sure I look funny. What more if other Egay did that here in front, no? Well, that's the idea, no? Sometimes we just need to laugh at ourselves, no? Just to be like little children. As the gospel says, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven unless you become like little children. No, don't be too serious about life. There are many of those who are serious already in the ICU, in the hospitals. So just try to enjoy whatever we have this evening. The first thing that I would like to ask you is this. Please read. You invited me, no? Now please ask the person beside you. Why are you here? 1, 2, 3. What's the answer? None of your business. I don't have anything to do tonight anyway. Some people have different reasons for coming, you know? But of course, some people are just being forced by circumstances, or because I have to attend because I'm part of the ministries of the parish, or I am a parish staff, I'm a parish worker, so I have to be here. Well, there was the story of a king who wanted to know who's the bravest man in his kingdom, so he invited all. I have a competition for all male. Come tomorrow morning in front of the palace, and this competition I will announce, and whoever wins in this competition, he can say what he wants. If he wants half the riches of my kingdom, or if he wants to marry my beautiful daughter. The following day, all the men were there in front of the castle. What's the competition, Your Majesty? The competition is this. Whoever can cross that river full of hungry and big crocodiles will be the one to win and say what he wants. If he wants half the riches of my kingdom, or if he wants to marry my beautiful daughter. Nobody was able to move. The crocodiles were so big and they were biting each other. They were really hungry. Suddenly a man jumped into the river, and then he swam. The crocodile started biting. he's being beaten but not lethal. And he was able to cross the river full of wounds but alive. The king was so happy. There is a very brave man in my kingdom. Now come here, brave man, and tell me what you want. Do you want half of the riches of my kingdom, or do you want to marry my beautiful daughter? The man said, I only want one thing, Your Majesty. Tell me what you want. I want to know who pushed me in the river. Maybe if someone pushed you in the crocodile, you would also be looking for that person. Imagine, some people are just forced by circumstances. And some people even might say, well, Father, attending such activities like Lenten mission or retreats is just a waste of time. Well, I'm sure it is. But you know, to waste time with God is the only kind of waste that does not need to be recycled, because it will recycle you. It will turn us into something good, into something better. Maybe the past has not been very, very good to us. Maybe our past is not so good. Remember, we cannot change and go back. We cannot go back and change the past. But we can always start and dream of a beautiful ending, a beautiful future. And this is what retreats are all about, to pause for a while and then reflect on ourselves. That's why this kind of waste is a very good kind of waste of time, because it will definitely recycle each one of us. I know that some people will say, well, retreats are simply challenge to change. I'm sure you have attended so many retreats in your lives. Every year you have the Lenten mission. You have attended all the Lenten missions in this parish. Do you change? Well, Father, I don't really think so, because I always commit the same mistakes anyway. I assure you, in every retreat that you have attended, there was change. Change will always be there when you attend missions, recollections, and retreats. It is inevitable for us to feel something different. We become more patient. We become more understanding. We become forgiving. There will always be change. Change is not the problem. The problem is how to sustain the change. Because there are tragedies that we experience in life that sometimes weakens our resolve to sustain the change. There was this guy who was very sick, and the doctor told him, I'm sorry to say to you that your days are numbered. And the person said, what do you advise me that I should do, doctor? I advise you, I think it would be better if you marry someone very ugly and with a very bad attitude. If I do that, will that cure me? No. But when you do that, you will prefer to die rather than live. Imagine you wake up with that kind of a person every day. I think you will go to the kitchen, get a knife, and stab yourself to death. Sometimes we look for solutions, but we don't really get it, no? The family, there are tragedies in the family. The greatest tragedy in life is that when things, problems, sorrow, sadness, tears come from our own family. There was this accident in the Philippines. The father, the mother, and their two children, one boy, one girl, they were all killed. The car that they were riding turned turtle, and really, it was a terrible accident. The only one who survived was their pet monkey. Yeah, but pet monkey. So when the newscasters arrived and tried to interview, who witnessed this terrible accident? Nobody saw the accident, but only the monkey was there. So they tried to check if the monkey can be interviewed. So they went to the monkey and say, monkey, since you're the only one with the family when the accident happened, what really occurred here? What was the father doing? The monkey understood, and the monkey said, Oh, the father was drinking, that's why. How about the mother? What was the mother doing? Ah, nagging the husband. The children, what are they doing? Oh, Ooh, oh, the children were fighting. How about you? What you're doing? Oh, ooh. The monkey was driving. OMG. Sometimes these are family tragedies, you know? It's really sad when I see parents in their old age. In their old age, their sadness and sorrow comes from their own children. It's really tragic. No? When your neighbors talk about you or irritate you, don't get angry. That's just normal. That's why you have neighbors, so that you will be irritated once in a while. No? That's their purpose in life, to be irritating to us. Your best friend cheated on you, stole your boyfriend. Don't get angry. That's normal. What are friends for? That's what we call sharing of resources. What is yours is mine. In the office, some people talk behind your back and you get angry. Why should you get angry? That's normal. Because all of these are other people. But when your sorrows and your sadness and when your own children cheats on you, that is not normal. Especially for mothers. Now really, mothers really cry their hearts out when their sorrow comes from their own children. You know, mothers risk their lives in order to give us birth. That's why it is said that we cannot give anything to our mothers that can equal what our mothers have given to us. How can you repay your life? How can you pay back what your mother has given you? Some people say, my father, he is always out, father. Sometimes he is also the headache of my mother. Who do you want to work? Of course, fathers have to work to sustain the family. But this I tell you, even if there are fathers who are doing monkey business once in a while, I can see fathers, even if they don't feel good, they still go to work for their family. Even if they are sick, they will get up in order to provide for the family. You know, when you are old, as parents, you don't desire much in this life. The only dream of old parents is that the people they loved so much when they were young will also love them when they are old. That the people, the children whom they took care of so well when they were young will also at least care for them when they are old. These are tragedies. Some fathers, there was this occasion, a father died and he was in the church. The mother was sitting here and beside the mother is the child. It was a necrological service before the burial. The friend of the dead father was speaking about the father and the person said, here in front of us lies a good man. He is a good friend. He is a good husband and a providing father. The mother said to the child, please look if it is your father inside the coffin. Sometimes people just say things, but it is not what is happening in reality. Well, you ask for things. You pray in the church every Sunday. You ask for, Lord, hear our prayer. Do God always answer your prayer? Sometimes you're asking for so long, but nothing happens. There was this child, this girl, who said to her mother, mother, please give me $500. The mother said, what? $400? What are you going to do with the $300? $200 is a very big amount. Don't you know that it is hard to earn $100? It's hard to earn $50. What more to earn $20? It's good that I still have $10 here. okay, here is $5. The girl said, give me that, it might become a dollar. In life, you will not always get what you want, but God assures you that He will always provide you with everything you need. That's what's important. You have what you need. Sometimes we already have. We are sad because we look for more. We focus on things, on the things that we do not have. Focus on the things that you have, not on the things that you do not have. There was this boy, mother, what's our food for today? It's on the table. You just choose. When the boy opened the cover of the food, mother, there is only one fish here. What will I choose? Choose whether you will eat or not. Maybe we are sad because we try to look for something that is not really with us. God has given us so many blessings. Focus on those because you are far more blessed than other people. I'm sure maybe your problems are bigger than some, but I'm also sure that some have bigger problems than you. God has given all of us a share of these tragedies and sufferings and trials. And this sometimes weakens our resolve to sustain the change. But that is past. Sabi nga, we might have started badly, but it doesn't mean that we have to end up that way. So tonight, what is important is that you are here. God is pleased. God is happy that you have given Him time to reflect about our relationship with Him. So we start with our Lenten mission with a prayer song. If you know the song, you can sing along with it. Why are you here?
I will come to you in the silence. I will lift you from all your fear. You will hear my voice. I claim you as my choice. Be still and know I am here. I am hope for all who are hopeless. I am eyes for all who long to see. In the shadows of the night, I will be your light. Be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine.
The lame will all run free, and all will know my name. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me. I will bring you home. I love you. freedom. I am the peace the world cannot give. I will call your name, embracing all your pain. Stand up now, walk and be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are.
Why are you here? Please read. You are here because you belong to God. That's the first thing I would like you to remember. When people ask, why do you have to go to church? I have to go because I belong to God. Why do you have to attend this lousy retreat? Because you belong to God. You have your own devotions to Our Lady of Guadalupe, sometimes to Saint Francesco Caracciolo, because you also like to cook like the patron saint of chef. Why do you have to do that, to have devotion to those saints? Because I belong to God, and these saints belong to Him. They were the people who never gave up, even they are weak and frail. We do things for one simple reason. Please say together, I belong to God.
I belong to God.
Never forget that. Despite the fact that we are also weak like those saints, we belong to God, and God would like us to be where He wants us to be, in this place. It is a nice occasion that during the season of Lent that we have retreats like this. No? When I go back to the Philippines, it will already be Saturday before Palm Sunday, so I'll be going back on April. I live the United States on April 6th. I'll be back on April 8th. I'll be arriving in the Philippines April 8th. April 9th is Palm Sunday already. So I just accepted two retreats, one on Holy Monday and the other on Holy Wednesday. But on Good Friday, but it is already recorded that we will be giving the seven last words on television in the Philippines. So before I left, they already recorded my talk. My word is the fourth word. Mother, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. No, it's a good, the fourth word is a nice topic. So it's good that we have this retreat on Lent. And we started this on Ash Wednesday when we have ashes imposed on our foreheads. Well, Ash Wednesday reminds us of our mortality, that nobody will remain here on earth forever. Jesus promised us that I will go and prepare a place for you. And when I have prepared a place for you, I will come back and take you so that where I am, you also may be. I'm just wondering why people would like to prolong their lives, no? Maybe the Lord will have pity on you and give you 120 years in this world. No, if you are already 120 years, maybe when you are walking, parts of your body are already falling. Oh, my arm, get my arm. Imagine 120, just to reach 100 years old is quite a very spectacular feat. It's a miracle, no? Nowadays. Some people do not like to die, but of course, nobody would like. Even a person who is already in the ICU, very weak, suffered a stroke for so many years, and you ask, you're already tired? maybe you want to rest. Maybe the person will even say to you, you go ahead. Nobody wants to go. As much as possible, we would like the reality of going from this world to the next life. We would like to delay it. That is the only kind of delay that we are pleased to have. No, not the delays in the airport, no, with the airplane. We are always angry, always delay. But with the coming of death, we would like to delay it as much as possible. But whatever we do, we cannot avoid it. And that is a reality. Many people, my father, my mother died already. My elder brother and my sister who followed me, they already died too. Now, we have seen people that we love pass from this world to the next life. Now, there was this funeral that we went to bless the dead. I observed that people were not looking at the coffin to look at the dead person. When I came closer to bless the dead, I realized why people are not looking at the dead person. Because the dead person is holding a big note that says, me today, you tomorrow. He's trying to frighten people. I don't think he's trying to frighten us, but to remind us that one day our time will also come. Do not be sure, since this is a three-day retreat at 7 o'clock every night, do not be sure that the person sitting beside you will be able to come tomorrow night. No? You ask that person, will you be here tomorrow? 1, 2, 3. I hope. Everybody hopes, but we cannot really avoid passing from this world. You know, I am not afraid to die, but I'm not also in a hurry. I still have plenty of neighbors around me. They can go ahead of me. And my motto in life, ladies first. Because I am a gentleman. So you men here, when your wives tells you, why don't you go and die? Ladies first. That's a good way and funny way so that she will not be angry with you anymore. Look at this. Please read. Memento homo quia pulvis est et in pulverem reverteris. Read. Remember, man, you are dust, and to dust you will return. Watch this. This is Father Egay when he was still in the Philippines. Father Egay was a toddler. See? So happy. Now a teenager, but still no hair, huh? I'm sure you already realize that life is so short. Imagine, we're so much in a hurry when we were still seminarians. When will they ordain us? It's taking a long time. Now we're 30 years in the priesthood and we're sorry that we were hurrying during that time. We already have arthritis, left and right. You know, when I sit for a long time, it's hard for me to stand. And when I stand for a long time, it's hard for me to sit. I don't know what to do anymore. Maybe I can just roll around going to places. Life is so short and things go so fast. We cannot avoid what is installed for us in the future. Watch this. Nobody wants to be eaten anyway. So just try your best to avoid. There's salvation where there is light. We cannot avoid death, but we can prepare for it. There was this priest who used to give a very emphatic homily about the end of the world. So people were there in the church, and the priest started the homily. In the end, nations will fight against nations. There will be battles. There will be famine and great earthquakes. The people were already frightened. There will be signs in the sky. The sun will no longer shine, and the stars will fall. One child said to the mother, "Mommy, do we have classes tomorrow?" Well, sometimes people are frightened by these doomsday homilies, end of times. Even science says that the world will really end. When the sun becomes a supernova, it will eventually eat up and burn our earth. But that will still take a long, long, long time. They say it will take a billion years before that happens. We cannot wait for that anymore. Even if the world will not end, I'm sure we will. Even if the world will not be finished in our time, we will be finished in this world. We cannot avoid death, but be happy, because the good news is we can prepare for it. It is not important how we die. What is important is how we live. Watch this.
So what is he doing now?
He's down on one knee, handing her flowers.
She doesn't want flowers. She wants a ring.
That's what he's afraid of. Wait a minute. She just threw all the flowers in the ground and stormed off.
She wants a ring.
He's going after her. Forget it, kid. She's gone.
Hey, you know, if it wasn't for you telling me what's going on in that park, I don't know what I'd do.
I enjoy it.
You made me realize that there's plenty to enjoy without having to see it. Thanks.
Forget about it. Eat your lunch. Guess who's sitting on the bench holding the flowers?
You're kidding.
I kid you not.
Well, what's he doing?
He's standing up. She's back.
She's what?
She's taking the flowers. And
and what?
And she's giving him a big kiss. Oh, he's back down on one knee again.
Uh-oh.
But this time, he's got something else.
A ring?
Yep. You got it.
Way to go, kid.
Murray, are you ready?
Am I ready? Who can ever be ready for something like this?
I know, but it is time.
Well, if it's time, then it's time.
Good luck, my friend. Only one tray?
He didn't make it.
Nurse, will you do me a favor, please? Would you take a look down at that park and tell me what you see?
Mr. Johnson, there's nothing outside this window but a brick wall.
The brick wall. See, it's not important how we die, how we live, but how we shared ourselves with other people. What we live behind counts. In this season of Lent, it's 40 days preparation for the commemoration of the suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord. Now, this is a great challenge for all of us that during this season, we try to join church programs and activities in order to prepare ourselves. But we do not need to despair when sometimes things doesn't go the way we plan it. When sometimes we think that we are not up to the expectation that God really seeks from us, that God looks for us. Anyway, don't worry about that. Sometimes our being disciples is not as fast as we want it to be. Remember, discipleship. Discipleship is not a sprint race. You don't need to hurry in our quest to be followers of Jesus. We use Father Ed as a model for our discipleship package tonight. Show us, Father Ed. Discipleship is not a sprint race. That's Father Ed. So you don't need to hurry. In life, as disciples, you need to be patient. Discipleship is not a sprint race. Please read. It is a marathon, a lifetime trip that demands patience, perseverance, constancy, consistency. You need to have patience, especially with yourself. As I told you yesterday, don't say, I'm fed up with myself, Father. Don't do that, because many other people are already fed up with you. Do not join them. No, you must make yourself your best friend. Be patient. To persevere is simply to say, I will not give up. I will not back up. I will never shut up. I will continue the journey even if it takes two lifetimes. I just keep on going. Father Ed, please show us what... You need to be patient. Even if it is slow journey towards discipleship, just be patient. But persevere. Don't easily give up. In discipleship, please read, stumbling down is allowed. It's something new. You are allowed to fall. Even many saints say that. No, is that so, Father? I am allowed to fall? Yes. Show us, Father Ed.